This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. government remains committed to leaving the Paris Climate Agreement, but it still has $1 billion invested in the United Nations Green Climate Fund. The fund was created to help poor and developing countries manage climate change. President Trump has said the U.S. won't contribute any more money, but the White House still wants a seat on the fund's board. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
If the U.S. stays on the board of the Green Climate Fund, American delegates get to have a say in how the money gets spent. In the past, delegates have pushed for and won things like more business partnerships with the fund.
On the whole, the system has been helpful for U.S. interests.
Leonardo Martinez-Diaz is with the World Resources Institute and was once a U.S. representative on the board. He says the $1 billion from the U.S. is short of the $3 billion promised. And American influence will dwindle if it caps its contribution at the current level. Timmons Roberts teaches environmental studies at Brown. He says it's in everyone's interest for the U.S. to remain. And we did give $1 billion.
So, you know, we should have a voice. And it also keeps the Trump administration engaged on climate policy.
And keeps the White House at least somewhat in touch with the climate change struggles of poor developing countries. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.